It's so simple. All you have to do is just tell us what's going on in your life, something that you've been holding on to. Could be funny, could be serious, could be scary.
Okay.
Do we want to talk to T-Dog?
This feels like a trap.
T-Dog in Rock Hill. We have questions for T-Dog, though.
T-Dog, as long as you promise to keep it as clean and PC as you possibly can.
Hi, T-Dog.
Hi.
Great name, by the way.
Thanks. It's anonymous, man.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So you watched someone move furniture, as we call it on the show.
Yeah.
Walk us through what happened.
Well, okay. Hold on. No. That's a bad way to phrase that.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think I might have opened up a door.
Yes.
Close that, lock it.
Counselor, will you re-ask the question?
Okay.
Why were you in the closet watching this?
We'll see. What happened was, there was flame fighting, right? And, you know, I just said her was up in the closet. And then, you know, you started, you know.
This was your cousin we're talking about. It was play fighting with her boyfriend.
Yeah, and you know, I had to help her jump in the closet because they came in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stop there. Why would you just go hide the closet? Why wouldn't you be like, oh, I'm here? I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, why are you sneaking around?
Honestly, I don't know.
It was closer than the door, Roy.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I couldn't just walk out because, I mean, they would know that I was, like, in there. Because, I mean, I was watching TV at first. And then, you know, they start coming in. So then I had a herpes in the closet. So I shut the door. And then, you know, he laid it down and whatever. Uh-huh. And then, you know.
There was some moving furniture between the two of them.
Did you just say he laid it down?
A whole lot of moving furniture and a whole lot of, you know.
Okay. How long was the sitting in the closet? How long did that take?
4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
All right. Well, at least it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Gosh. 4 or 5 minutes. It takes me longer to walk to my car from work.
He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
At least you were in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The quickie.
I still don't understand why she's sneaking around, by the way. I don't know why someone had to sneak into
the
closet.
Maybe she wasn't supposed to be in that room.
Anonymous in Charlotte, you are on Confession Wednesday with the Mandy Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Well, I am 33 weeks pregnant with kid number 3.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. And I finally get to go on a maternity break. So I've been at home since I just dropped the kids off, home every day, playing video games, walking around with no pants on. Wow. Just having the best time, and I've worked since actually I was 11, and I'm 29, because I used to work at the flea market every weekend to help my family.
Yeah.
This is the first time I haven't worked in almost 20 years.
Wow. Yay.
That's awesome.
And you are
celebrating.
I would
love to go play video games with my family and show them how good mama is at the video games.
So what does everyone think you're doing right now?
Cleaning.
Yeah. You're like... I'm going to enjoy this before I have to have this child.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I finally get a break, and I don't even know what to do with myself, Harley.
Well, just do exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. If it's video games that you like, let it be video games. I know Call of Duty comes out November 3rd, I believe, if you can hold on that much longer.
Ooh, that sounds something like right up my alley.
You know what you're having?
A little boy.
Yay.
Names yet?
Dominic.
Dominic.
I love that name.
Well, my son's Vincent, so of course, Odin and Fast and Furious. It has to be Ben, you know, and Dominic.
I didn't think of that. You know, my brother's name is Vincenzo Dominic.
Oh,
so Vin
see?
Dominic.
Hmm. Your mom knows how to name a child.
Well, congratulations and enjoy your time off, okay, Anonymous? Travis and Charlotte.
Hey.
Hey, man, what is your confession, real quick?
Okay, well, I am married, and I just recently kind of fulfilled a fantasy, but not with my wife. It was with a paramedic. We moved furniture in the back of an ambulance.
No way.
Wow. And you're married, you said?
Well, listen, we tell everyone just by confessing, we hope, you know, you get it off your chest. You know what you did was wrong, and you try and feel better about yourself now and move on. Maybe it's one step more to fixing whatever's going on in your marriage, right?
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely never happen again. I'm sure of that.
Yep.
Better yet, tell your wife, just go buy an ambulance and put it out back. You know what I mean?
You can live out that fantasy anytime you want.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Thanks for confessing, Travis. Good luck with you.